Beijing's Palace Museum has released a new range of creative and cultural souvenirs that were quickly picked up by social media and generated intense interest online. A microblog with more than a million followers posted some of the pictures, and it has been reposted more than 18,000 times. 故宫博物院的淘宝店最近火了，各色创意产品受到网友的追捧。印象中应该是正襟危坐的故宫，为了卖萌也是蛮拼的。So instead of conventional T-shirts and postcards, new products include accessories featuring the Qing Dynasty royal elements, and prices range from 10 yuan to thousands of yuan. And I've actually bought some just last week, and they were pretty cute. But why do you think these souvenirs are making such a hit on social media?
Well, I think there's a lot of creativity behind this, and it just shows that the museum is serious in, making its image better and also getting profits coming in, because this is proven to be a very good way to promote your image and also get your hands on money, as it has been proved by the Taipei Palace Museum, which generates about 200 million yuan every year by just selling souvenirs. Whereas, the Palace Museum...
Contagious disease.
Yes, it's all because of you, John.
Stammer.
And it's, the Palace Museum in Beijing is simply learning from the lessons, and I think...What a good step that they've moved towards.
And I think one of the lessons that they've learned is how to hire a company to craft a viral marketing campaign. I don't know who the microblog was, but if these pictures originated from their account, I would not be surprised if they were somehow paid to post these, number one. And that's not necessarily to be pessimistic or anything. I'm not saying that it's wrong or that it's bad or what have you. I just think it's important to highlight how...These types of things are not as organic as many people would like them to believe, especially with the internet these days. I mean, you know, there are whole marketing companies designed around viral marketing and things like that.
Yes, but I think you still need to have the hit products
at
hand.
Yeah, of course.
Otherwise, this sort of gimmick wouldn't even work. And I actually went to the Palace Museum Taobao...online shop to have a look at what goodies they've got, and it is pretty amazing. There are so many great ideas behind it, such as this pair of stereo earphones that look like the string of the bees and jewels, indicating the rank of officials that they sort of like a hat thing that they put on their heads during the Qing Dynasty.
Exactly.
Qing, yeah. Ooh, and it just seems to be such a good idea. And also, they have these folding paper fans that type the... Well, it shows up in calligraphy that I, the emperor, am a dude like this. So this is according to Emperor
Yongzheng.
Yeah, he said something like, 朕是这样的汉子, or something like that. But that's like, you know, that's cultural.And it's historical, and it's been made to look very fresh and, you know, 21st century. Isn't that a great combination?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons that this is so popular is because people attach the image of, you know, being really serious-faced and not fun to a museum, especially the Palace Museum. But with such kind of, like, cute and creative products like that, this image is being overturned, and that's why people kind of...find it interesting.
Yeah, and it's great for them. They can make lots of money. And, you know, I think this is something that we've seen the world over at museums. I mean, trying to figure out how to become money makers, not just necessarily the keepers of history or the keepers of culture. In general, you know, I have to say, you know, my general position with these types of things is I don't like them.
You don't like any souvenirs?
In general, I don't like souvenirs. What happens is if it's headphones or, you know, a cell phone case, you use it for a couple of days and then it'll fall apart, or you just don't really like it anymore and it ends up just kind of sitting somewhere, and maybe you have friends over and you say, oh, isn't that cool? Yeah, that's really cool. But I think one of the biggest issues that I have with what they're doing, and it's not just what the Palace Museum is doing, but it's what museums the world over are doing, they are commodifying our history. They are commodifying our heritage, and they are delinking our history and our heritage from the past and the context in which it was originally used and created. And so rather than learning about and appreciating the history, well, it's just a toy.
Actually, I think it's reinforcing that linkage, because otherwise, if you don't have these really good ideas and incorporate it into everyday lives, then people wouldn't even think about it. But now, at least you have a little something to relate to the history that we used to have.
Yeah,
didn't have cell phone cases. And
there's nothing wrong with selling a piece of history to you, if you're willing to buy, at least.